A memorial service was held today in Westchester, Pennsylvania, for 26-year-old Nicholas Berg. Berg was murdered in Iraq, beheaded by an Islamist extremist. The CIA says the killer is Abu Musab Zarqawi, a native of Jordan with links to Al-Qaeda. Today's service was kept private at the request of the Berg family. NPR's Brian Naylor is in Westchester and joins us now. Brian, can you describe the scene there today?
Michelle, Kesher Israel congregation is located on Pottstown Pike in a suburban setting just north of Westchester. The synagogue sits well off the road across several hundred yards of lawn. Much of that lawn was filled with cars this afternoon, an overflow from the temple's parking lot. Police kept reporters and photographers to the side of the road where we could look down on the temple. We were able to see family members get out of and back into cars. But I can't tell you much more than that. No reporters were allowed into the service. There's a sign at the end of the driveway that asks members of the media to please respect the privacy and dignity of the Berg family.
Brian, Attorney General John Ashcroft was asked today about Berg in a question and answer session with reporters. Let's hear a little bit of what he had to say.
This barbaric murder of Nicholas Berg illustrates the kind of evil that we face in the war against terror. And the United States will pursue his killers, and we'll bring them to justice.
Brian, as we know, Nicholas Berg was detained in Iraq for 13 days. His family says U.S. authorities were holding him, and it appears that he was questioned by FBI agents about terror suspect Zacharias Moussaoui. What can you tell us about that?
Last night, Berg's father told reporters that his son had attended the University of Oklahoma for a time, one of the branch campuses, and had to take a bus in order to get to class. On one of those bus rides, a man asked him to borrow his laptop. That man, it turns out, was Zacharias Moussaoui, the so-called 20th hijacker. When Moussaoui was arrested, Berg's laptop password turned up in Moussaoui's possession. The FBI questioned Berg in the States and wrote it all off as a coincidence. Now, when Berg was detained in Iraq and the FBI showed up wondering what he was doing there, Berg apparently volunteered that he had once before been questioned by the FBI about Moussaoui. The FBI took a couple of days to check it out, which apparently delayed Berg's release from custody, and according to his father, at least, that was the reason why Nicholas missed a flight out of the country. Attorney General Ashcroft today said there was no link between Berg and Moussaoui.
We actually have some tape from Ashcroft's statement on that. Let's listen to that.
We do not believe that that reflects any association with terrorist objectives or activities. It is not uncommon for individuals from time to time to allow or to be involved, allow computer use by other individuals in university settings.
Brian, just quickly, since you've been able to spend some time there in Westchester, can you give us a sense of what kind of person Nicholas Berg was?
Michelle, friends have said that he was gregarious, friendly, cared about people. By all accounts, he had a curious intellect. He was really good at science and also interested in religions and philosophy. He traveled to Africa once, according to one of his friends, returning with nothing but the clothes on his back, having given away all his possessions there. And since his murder, there have been websites that have popped up with tributes from people around the world who knew Berg and who cared deeply about him.
Thank you, Brian.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Brian Naylor speaking to us from Westchester, Pennsylvania.